morning. It begins on the 16th of March. That's the first time the show actually opened at the Guildhall of St George at 7:30.
And rehearsals are well underway.
Yeah. Rehearsals are well underway. Yes, well underway at the moment. We're rehearsing twice a week for a show which is full of dance, traditional music that everybody knows, bearing in mind that Greece has come up within the top 10 most popular musicals of all times.
And so, you're actually quite lucky to be able to performing it, aren't you?
We are lucky. Unfortunately, we had to move the show from September last year, and the American lawyers that look after the rights of Greece were very accommodating and let us move it to the 16th to the 19th of March. And I think, you know, if we tried to put it any later than that, we might have got into a little bit of a no, you can't do it situation, as actually the main Greece show opens on the West End in May. So we think we are mostly the last charitable organisation and non-profit as well to be able to put on the show in a commercial venue.
And what an amazing venue the Guildhall is as well. So tell me about your Danny and Sandy this year.
Well, Danny is Zach Stanford, who's quite well known around West Norfolk from his time as a member of a very well-known boy band. And Sandy is the very lovely Grace Burton, both of them quite well known on the theatre and music scene. And this realistically is the story of love between two star-crossed lovers. It's a bit like a modern remake of many of the 1940s and 1950s. And here we are stuck again in the 1950s at Rydell High School, where they first view each other, and the hard boy and the member of the T-Birds looking at poor little Sandy, who's brand new at Rydell High, and how they all settle in together and love blossoms.
It is a timeless movie and a timeless musical, and amazing to be able to see it in King's Lynn with some familiar faces. I've just been looking at your rehearsal pictures. I've spotted Liam from that little shop down St. James Street, and in fact, Tesco, if you're filling up the car. Tell me, what colour is his hair going to be for this performance?
Well, what we're hoping is Liam's going to dye his hair to just one regular shade of dark brown, which I'm sure will be very flattering.
That's not going to happen.
I think it is, okay. Because Liam is a true performer, and I'm sure he'll be listening now. And so he's been given his strict instructions that green, yellow and pink are just not really, okay, they might fit in with some of the beautiful costumes we've actually got going into the show, you know, which are full of the underskirts and the frills. But Liam is playing one of the T-Birds, so he'll be there in his leather jacket and his jeans. This will be the second time Liam's actually done the show. He did the show with Watlington Players quite a few years ago. There's a marked difference when it comes to putting on a show in a village hall setting and in a theatre setting. And I'm sorry to say that the licence owners ask for a lot more money for us putting on a show in a theatre. Just having the word theatre attached to it, you know, literally quadruples the cost of what's going to be in the most amazing show. The dance routines that they're all doing at the moment, there's jive, a bit of twist, there's lots of lifts, lots of throws. I think it's one of the most energetic choreographed pieces of work that Hayley Dennis, who's actually directing it, has put together in a long time. We thought things were sort of busy enough with Spamalot and various other ones like Avenue Q that we've done, but this really is an all-singing, all-dancing, traditional musical for the whole family.
It is absolutely crazy to think that Hollywood are tapping on the door of you little guys in King's Lynn for stupid amounts of money to perform. But it is going to be great. It's at the Guildhall. It's March 16th to 19th. Tickets available from the King's Lynn Corn Exchange website. And podcast page after 10, where we'll put all of the links a little bit later. So how many of you are there in the clods, just quickly? And how would someone listening become part and maybe star in the next performance?
Okay, just contact us via our Facebook page. Just send us a message and we'll tell you all the details. There's roughly about 40-odd people within the membership, but our membership does vary quite a lot because people join to do the actual shows primarily. Even though we are the oldest society in West Norfolk, but we've been around since 1901. And they've even had a royalty, actually, within our patronage over the decades. But the shows that we're doing at the moment, obviously, is Greece, and then we've got Stepping Out coming up in October. We still haven't finalised our musical for next year, but certainly, you know, watch the Facebook page, but also support all of the live theatre that goes on in King's Lynn. So that's at the Corn Exchange, and also very much at the Guildhall of St George, because we want to keep that beautiful theatre open. And we're looking forward to the restoration on it. And thank you ever so much for taking the time to, you know, give us this opportunity to talk about Clogged on your fabulous programme.